I recently did a Travel Minute about the woes in Cuba that are making traveling there very difficult. It's never been easy for Americans accustomed to modern-day standards because the economy there has been crippled for decades, partly due to a corrupt communist government, partly due to the American trade embargo. Most recently, Cuba has suffered two major hurricanes, and now Cubans are lucky if they get a few hours of electricity a day. But if you must go, here's how to do it. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. It's easy to obtain a visa. Just look it up online. American Airlines and Delta fly nonstop from Miami to Cuba. The problem is, once you get there, many nicer hotels are owned by the military and Americans aren't allowed to use U.S. currency or credit cards to stay. Despite widespread food shortages, there are fine dining restaurants who only accept dollars and cash. Who knows how they obtain their food and their fine wines? You'll need a guide. Visit a search engine and type in Cuba Guides. They know private villas, hidden restaurants that have electrical generators, and other inside stuff. But you're still going to have to get used to intermittent electricity. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.